It's time for the library, and Rhiannon is here with all sorts of books for the holidays and all piles of things. So we're going to have some fun talking about the library. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Right. So we thought we'd talk about books, that how long they're going to be out for over Christmas, piles of books that you arrange, and also something about the kids.
Yeah,
definitely. And I had a talk to Al about his librarian little display.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's very pleased. He was surprised it was still up.
Oh, dear.
Yes, and I asked him one of the descriptions there of a librarian applied to males as well. He didn't quite work it out for a while.
Oh, okay.
The word that begins with N.
Oh, okay.
But he thought that was the book that got him interested.
Right.
So what have we got? Where will we start? We can start with piles of books.
Yeah, we can start with the Take 5 promotion. So right. This is something we do every year, and it's lots of fun. The idea is that we have an eclectic mix of books on a theme, that basically can stretch people's reading in new directions and introduce them to authors that they might not have picked for themselves. And each time people take out one of these bundles of five books that we've put together ourselves in the library, they go in the drawer to win a prize hamper.
I can see that, and that's from Monday the 8th, which has already started.
Yeah, so we've already started.
To Sunday the 4th of January.
Yes, that's right.
And you win a hamper of goodies.
Mm. Yeah, so we've had some very generous donations from local businesses.
Oh.
So we're putting together a lovely hamper already at the moment, and people have already started entering. So get down to the library and find the Take 5 bundle for you. So we've got a couple of examples here. I'll get David maybe to talk about the one he's grabbed.
Yeah, this one's called City Breaks. And the books are Unreal City, Visible City, City of Women, Drowning City, and The City of Refuge. That looks a really interesting. The one, City of Refuge, is an old-fashioned realistic novel of New Orleans. Flashpoint, easy yet hard, one virtue of the city, as well as the fourth righteousness and the deafness of affirming intensity of the form. It took a bit of doing. That was, of course, a review.
Yes.
It wasn't a description of the book.
So the idea
it does get a good write-up.
So the idea there, as you can see, is that we've taken a theme or a word like city and gone through the collection and found five books that have that word in the title or are about that concept. And as I said, it puts together quite an eclectic mix of books. And we've had over the years people come back in saying that they've discovered authors they never would have discovered, had an interesting journey around a theme. And people have really enjoyed them, and so we really enjoy putting them together. It's lots of fun going through the collection and finding five books that you can put together. I've got one here which mixes fiction and non-fiction, and this collection is called For the Birds. So we've got a book here that's called Snapper, but it's got birds all over the front cover, which is why it's gone into this one.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
It's got beautiful coloured birds.
We've got a non-fiction book called Bird Sense and another non-fiction one about backyard chickens and another non-fiction one about birds. And then the final fiction one is Florence and Giles, which I'm assuming we'll have a bird on the front cover. I can't see it because it's all bundled up.
It's got a very funny-looking owl keyring on the back.
So, again, it's an eclectic mix of books, but based around the theme of birds. So these are scattered throughout the library. We've got them on shelves throughout the collection, and there's also a little display table at the front counter if you're wanting to get a sense of what it's all about.
Who thinks up the theme?
We do.
Excellent.
So we go around, we come up with the idea of the themes and then find the books to match the theme. It's quite fun. We
right.
have a lot of fun with it every year.
Yeah, I would be. And you get to fill out this. and you put it in the entry box provided.
Yep.
And somewhere after the 8th.
Somewhere after the 20th.
The 4th of January, which is a Sunday.
Yep.
Someone draws.
Yep, we'll draw the winner, and they'll win their prize pack.
We'll get the goodies, and the goodies are donated by businesses on the island.
Yes, that's right. We've had some generous donations already from The Chemist and True Blue and Placemakers, Di said she's going to put in a bottle of her oil.
Oh, my goodness.
Which will be great. And we've also got a donation of a bag of coffee.
It's going to be that's nice.
A really nice hamper.
So it adds a nice little thing. Mm. Do other libraries do
this? Yeah, this is done throughout Auckland libraries, but obviously with a local flavour. Oh, yes,
because this card's all printed and... I think it's a very clever idea because I've seen it each year.
Yes.
And I haven't taken any out.
Oh, well, this
could
be the year
for you. Because I can manage about 100 books Christmas on my own. But this is a really good idea.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you get to read them and then you get to go into a draw for something nice.
And, of course, if 5 books are sounding a little bit much for some people, we do have, as you said, the extended loans over the Christmas break. We always give people a little bit of extra time for their reading DVD watching, etc., over the Christmas New Year break so that people don't get caught out by having... Right. late books because they haven't realised how fast the time's gone. So for example, at the moment, I think yesterday we were issuing books through to the 22nd, 23rd of January. So that basically gives people, thinking about what the date is, a couple of extra weeks for their reading.
Does.
Yeah. And DVDs will increase in issues fairly soon. And I think the What's Hot books, it's a good time to take out. Sorry, they're called Top Picks now. Oh. The Top Picks books have an extended loan period now because they're a 2-week loan. They've extended. So it's a good time to take those out as well.
I used to like the old name.
Oh, What's Hot.
Yeah, I used to like that. I thought that was quite good.
Yeah.
But some people do get a bit excited and they go, oh, I'm going to have all these books. Then they realise you have to pay for them.
Yeah, those, mind you, if you don't want to pay for those Top Picks books, you can always put your name down on the list for one of the free copies. It just means that you're going to be waiting for a while.
That's a really good idea to get an idea. A really good idea to get an idea.
Yes.
Oh, right. That's very good. To get an idea of what's new.
Absolutely.
You have a look at that.
Yeah, and what's
then
hot.
You order it, and by the time you've finished the other 2 books, it's time to come around.
Yeah, it can do.
I ordered a couple of books that I thought would be ages. They are both door stoppers.
Oh, yes, I issued
one
them.
One on Churchill.
Yeah.
You issued them to me. One on Churchill and one on, oh, my goodness, the English designer. Used to... forgotten her name. It'll come to me.
They both looked about the same size as the luminaries.
Yeah, and I thought, I've got these both at once. Couldn't they have been a little bit?
You've got that extended loan period.
Yes, that's good. I'm just trying to think of that woman. She was also involved with a guy who did a lot of, it was Malcolm, No, I can't. It'll have to. I don't like it this way. I can see her face.
Yeah,
she's English.
It's one of those things that will come
to you. She designs really weird clothes.
Yeah, it's one of those things that comes to you at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I'll ring you up. I'll come up and come on air and go, I've remembered. Right. Now, children's things.
Yeah, so the other thing that started off on the 8th of December, actually, was Dare to Explore. So Dare to Explore is the summer reading adventure for 5 to 13-year-olds over the summer holidays. And it's heaps of fun. We've got kids who sign up get a passport, and in the passport there are a total of 60 challenges. They only need to do 4 challenges to be invited to the party that we have at the end of the summer. The challenges are heaps of fun, so quite often we have kids doing heaps more than 4. And also, if they do 4 challenges from any one challenge set, they get to collect the stickers of the characters. So there's some really cool challenges definitely worth coming along, signing up for that. And the idea of the program is that it gives them something fun and interesting to do over the summer, but also encourages them to keep up their reading, because quite often kids experience what's known as the summer slump if they don't keep their reading up over the summer holidays. So this is a program designed to be fun, entertaining, and encourage the reading over summer.
So to keep the kids up with their reading.
Mm.
Gosh, I can't remember ever having a reading slump.
No, well, some... No,
some children do. Some children. Yeah. There's a lot more things that are competing,
yes,
aren't there?
Absolutely.
There's a lot more competing things than there was in my day. There was only radio, really.
Let me give you an idea of some of the challenges as well, because the other thing is that, as I said, it's heaps of fun. It gives some stuff to focus on and do over the summer holidays. So, for example, some of the challenges are, we've got one here called the Magic and Science the Lab. And one of the challenges in here is to write a potion or an experiment plan. And to write that out in your passport, or find out how to make invisible ink, or practice and perform a magic trick for your family or friends.
Oh, love magic tricks and invisible ink. I thought that was neat.
Yeah.
I know one way is to use lemon juice.
Yes, definitely. That is one of them. And we've also got, so we did kick off events in the schools this week. So we had about between 60 and 80 kids from Waiheke Primary, and again 60 to 80 from Te Hurihi, involved in a kickoff event where we did two challenges. One of them was to invent and perform a sport using a balloon. So balloon sport, what kind of sport could you create around balloons? And they were really inventive. It was amazing. And the other one
was... What kind of thing did they do?
That, well, a lot of them had balancing ones, of course, but the way they came up with their balancing ones were quite different. Like, so one group came up with the pinky balancing, so you had to balance the balloon on your pinky.
Oh, right.
Pinky finger. And others, we had an Angry Birds version of the balloon sport. It was amazing. It was really, really inventive. And then the other challenge they did was creating an obstacle course. And again, in their teams, it was just amazing to see the variety of obstacle courses and how they used the resources we gave them to create obstacle courses and then demonstrate them. So that started those kids off with a program. But any children who weren't able to be involved in that, of course, can sign up at the library, come in and see us, get their packs, and get started with their summer reading adventure. And we've got some amazing events on at the library as well over summer to help them complete their challenges. We've got one coming up on Sunday the 21st of December called Constructing Steve's World, and this is designing and constructing your own 3D paper Minecraft world. And a character to live in it. Mm, so that's going to be heaps of fun. And then in January, we've got three events. We've got Magical Transformations, which is going to be looking at magic tricks and optical illusions. We've got Frankenstein's Fantastic Lab, where they're going to be designing and creating their own new species. And we've got 3-2-1 Blast Off, which is going to be a space camp where they'll... for people who have an interest in rockets and being an astronaut and journeying off into outer space. So we've got some cool, fun stuff for them to do around that.
Oh, kids are like that astronaut, still like that astronaut thing, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, well, that's amazing, all the things you've got for kids. That's incredible. I was trying to think of that person before. Now, I've got as far as the guy that was her boyfriend, which is Malcolm McLaren, mm-hmm. who did the Sex Pistols and New York Dolls and all that, but I still can't get her. So there we are. I'm going to have to start looking. But he did have a partner near the end of his life called Yong Kim, but this certainly wasn't her. Oh, never mind. Can't be helped. My memory's not that good. But kids have got a great show there. They've got mm-hmm. great things that they can do.
Yep, absolutely. So.
And you got more.
Well, we just noticed a feature story in today's Herald in the weekend magazine, Boom Time for Book Lovers. And look, Waiheke Library
Oh,
there's some
there
beautiful,
it is.
Beautiful pictures of Waiheke Library in there.
Wow.
And,
did you know that was going to be in there?
I didn't know that was going to be in there, no. Oh. So we just spotted that and went, wow, that looks beautiful. So it's talking about the renaissance in Auckland's libraries and their transformation into community centres.
Yeah. That's the interesting thing, isn't it?
Yes.
That a lot of people went, oh, a library, we don't need a big library like that. But it's more than just a place for books.
Absolutely. It's a place for people to gather and connect and discuss and, hang out. So it's wonderful.
And has issues gone up since the
Absolutely.
New library?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really?
The one statistic that remained in my head from October was the increase in issues. So October last year compared to October this year, we went from something like from 11,000 to 17,000 issues.
Really? Yeah. I mean, that's significant,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
That is
it's
really significant. So people are coming in, looking around, probably never had much to do with the library and looking at it and going, wow.
We've had a lot of new members sign up, definitely, which has been lovely.
Because that opening day you signed up quite a lot of people.
We did, and we continue to.
I think it's the access, wasn't it? That was a hard one. That was a hard sell, that library, but you did a really good job with that.
In the old space, yeah absolutely.
You used to fill up with different things.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And, of course, there's a Christmas party.
Yes.
It's not necessary to do with the library.
Well, it's connected to us.
Are you?
Yeah. Yep. So the Christmas party is from 11 until 2 tomorrow. It's come around really fast. So that's going to be in the Artworks Courtyard. But obviously the library is open and there's going to be a special story time in the library for that at 11:30. It's going to be heaps of fun. Renee's been putting together an awesome Christmas party, so do come on up. Yeah.
So there's a special story. What time does the party actually, Christmas parties?
The Christmas party's from 11 till 2.
11 till 2.
And then there's a special story time in the library at 11:30.
And the really good thing about that is if people don't know, because it's got indoor-outdoor flow.
Yes, yes,
the
exactly.
ultimate indoor-outdoor
yes, it
flow.
Has.
Everyone knows what's going on.
Yep.
Oh, how fabulous.
And also, for anyone who hasn't seen it in the papers, there's a donation Christmas tree in the library, which is for the budgeting services. We're collecting donations for people who need support over Christmas.
And is that kind of money or
It can be
food,
yeah, it can be
tins.
Whatever. It can be food, it can be gifts, just anything that you would like to donate that you think would be helpful for people.
They do an absolute stunning job.
Absolutely.
So stunning that it was either last Christmas or the Christmas before, they had more presents than they could give out.
Yes, absolutely.
And they were ringing up everybody that they could lay their hands on.
Oh.
And they rang me and said, do you know of anybody? And I didn't.
Right.
But I put them onto somebody else and they said no, we've already talked to them. And it was just wonderful that people got because presents are they're not cheap now.
No,
and it's not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
And people struggle. They can be at work and still having a struggle these days.
Absolutely.
It's certainly a lot harder than I can recall when I was young. I don't know, it just seems a lot harder. Things are a lot dearer, rent and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderful job they do.
Absolutely.
I think they do an absolutely fantastic job.
Yeah.
And it's lovely that you all join in and the library. I mean, it's not – I mean, I don't know what it would be like overseas, whether the libraries are so cheap overseas, but, I mean, it's just virtually nothing.
Well, the idea of libraries has always been that they're there to level the playing field, so they're there for people who can't necessarily afford things as well, so that they have access to books, etc. So, that's the service is designed to be free.
It's a wonderful, wonderful service, and I just think it must be quite exciting to have that library at your disposal for as a librarian.
Oh, it's very exciting, the opportunities we have now to serve the community.
Anyone lost weight walking up and down? Di and I joked about that. Because I remember Di was at one end and she went down to the other end and then she got called back to the other end.
Yeah, I haven't brought my pedometer in yet. I do keep meaning to do that to find out how many extra steps we're doing.
because there is quite a bit.
It is quite a walk, but it's really good.
People do walk up and down and look at the books and they're easier. I mean, before it was okay. But now it's really spread out, and you can have a really good look.
And it's wonderful.
How do the DVDs go? Are they pretty popular?
Yeah, very popular. Yeah, definitely.
And do they cost to take out? I've never...
Yes, the DVDs, it varies. If they're a documentary, so they're seen as educational, they are free.
Right.
So any of the documentaries you get for the same period of time as the books, which is usually 4 weeks, and they're free to borrow. But the movies and series, it depends on how long they are.
Yeah.
If they're under 6 hours, they're $2.10 for 7 days.
Right.
And if they're over 6 hours, then they're $5.20, but you get them for 4 weeks.
All right. Excellent.
So well worth taking a look through that collection.
Oh, that's really, yeah. These things are really good that they've got... all the things, and the good things with all the libraries combining now, you can get them from anywhere.
Yeah,
I know
absolutely.
I get some CDs and they've come from Takapuna or somewhere.
Yeah, and the thing
never
is,
used to happen.
Yeah, you've got access to over 3.5 million items across the system.
And it's
a free service. You don't have to pay if you request items to come from another library. So that's really awesome.
3.5 million items. Oh, I'll have 500,000 items. Thank you. That's just incredible.
It is. It's an amazing resource for the region.
It's a wonderful service, because I was taken to the library in Parnell with a very stern, I think you probably heard this story, very stern librarian when I was very little.
Oh, from the old days. Yes.
And it was very much...
Yeah, no, we don't do that anymore.
No.
Because we're a community space, we're a gathering place for people, and the idea of that is that people have the opportunity to talk and connect, and so it's not a silent place anymore, though we do have areas in the new library, which is wonderful, where people can have quiet if they're needing it. So we can cater for both needs now.
But people don't make a lot of noise.
No,
I've noticed that.
Absolutely.
People, even when I talk to someone, I talk quite quietly.
Yeah, well,
you sort of feel like that's what you should do.
Yeah, sometimes there's quite a nice buzz going on, but it's been well designed in terms of the acoustics as well, so that it doesn't sort of fill the whole space.
Yeah, I've sort of waited for the time when people say, "We'll meet you at the library." I mean, that's sort of how it feels.
Yes, it is a gathering space.
And having that party today reinforces that, doesn't it?
Tomorrow, yeah.
I mean, tomorrow,
Sunday. Yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Renee, she does a great job.
She
really enjoys that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's tomorrow, isn't it? We must get it right. Tomorrow at 11 till
2.
2.
Yes.
And story time at 11:30.
Yeah.
Oh, story time. I actually did that. A friend and I insisted that my then wife read us a story in the bank once, so we sat at her feet while we waited for the bank manager, and she had to read us a story. I can be very silly.
Oh, that's lovely.
I used to go to story time. It was just my highlight
because I loved
hearing the story.
It's a wonderful thing to have stories
but
read
she
aloud.
Was very stern and very, very strict.
Oh, we're
but
not like that.
But didn't do
anymore.
Me any harm. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we've had a good year. This is the last one you'll be doing.
For this year,
yes,
wow.
For this year. So we've had a great year.
Yep.
And I've really enjoyed it. And we've increased the time.
Yeah.
We've gone
Thank
a bit longer. And we think up little ideas, don't we?
We do.
We had a talk yesterday, I think it was, about what are we going to do. And I think I really enjoy that. And we can certainly encourage people to go to the library.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. You have a very, very good day. You're going to be up here tomorrow?
I'll be bringing my daughter up. I don't work tomorrow, but she wants to come along to the party.
You can't escape.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to escape.
But it's
anyway.
A bit of fun, isn't it?
It's quite nice to be able to come up there and not be working.
Quite a nice spot now. It's
beautiful. It's a wonderful space.
Yeah, I think they're going to have Shakespeare there next
That's
year.
That's the plan.
And
yep.
that just gets
And there's going to be the
place.
Outdoor cinema as well.
Yes, that's coming up too. I think there's someone talked to us about barbecue or something that radio's going to do or something. I can't remember the dates now, but there's a few of them.
Yep. No, and those are going to be really awesome.
I remember going to the outside cinema when it was on, on the Onitangi Strait.
Yes.
And they had the big blow up screen and it the air went out of it in the middle of the movie.
Oh, no.
It collapsed.
Oh,
it was
dear.
So funny, you know, because it sort of, it
melted.
All just comes back up again. It was really strange.
Yeah.
But it was a bit of fun.
Yeah, no, they did a test of the screen outside the library a few weeks back, and it was really successful.
Oh,
so
good.
That's looking good.
Because you've got to start quite late with daylight saving.
Yeah, I don't know what time. I think the test they did at about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not sure what time. We'll have to find out, won't we?
I used to go to those outside cinemas when I was a kid up at Stanmore Bay, and we'd go along and they'd show movies outside, mosquitoes and all.
Yes.
And we used to watch them.
Oh,
and the
cool.
old thing going around.
Yeah, the old
reel,
reel
going
ones.
Around.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a piano, and there was talking.
Not quite that long ago.
No. People said to me, what was it like before there was talkies? And I give them a little pitch.
Wasn't around.
But then. It was fun. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, and then when we came here, we had the Ascot down where the Red Cross is. That was that was the movie theatre.
Yes, when did that close?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, because it was
a long time ago.
Yeah, it was before my time on the island.
It'd be 50s. Well, it was in the 50s.
Oh, okay.
For me to be able to see them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we used to go down there on a Friday night and a Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Rickety old chairs.
Yeah.
The new old cinemas, I love those couches and
me
things.
Too.
And also they're going to be doing some of that up, I hear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was at the local board meeting.
Ah,
learned a whole lot of things.
Yes.
Oh, it's so hard to keep attention. So complicated. Anyway, it's not the library. The library's really easy to keep attention. And I shifted off on the subject. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
But there we are. You have a lovely time, and I'll see you before Christmas because I'll be up at the library.
Yeah.
Bringing back my late book on Coco Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
I have to bring that back in. It was due day before yesterday.
Oh, well.
So we'll bring that in. That was a good book.
Cool.
And yeah, so we'll think up some new things for next year, and we'll keep doing this every second Saturday of the month.
Thank
Maybe
you.
January you might want a holiday, but we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very, very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.